Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar, dollar, lawyer, yes, sir, all of
yeah.
It's right here.
Let's get it.
I got me hit the strip, Boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let him fly. They think he bugging, but that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet, say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9. The watchman got a warn the people, cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 3, they about to come against us. What you think the scriptures mean when they say the house is right for the woman, right? Half of the city took a fourth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, after my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. 2nd Ezra 16 and 31. We think the higher that he sent his son Yeshua. 2nd Ezra 2 and 43, we gon' see Zion.
He hit the strip, full of all.
With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2. Leave Babylon, it's about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
You know, that's all over the news. You see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo, but this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6, Yeshua said, for the rule of the Lord, pay attention to Iran. See, that's the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter Deuteronomy. You gotta read the Most High Law, Tanakh, Torah, Genesis 1924, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High Law rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in array against the queen, yes, America. The scriptures call of Babylon, Revelation 8.
Like
God who
judges
her,
but first, y'all gonna see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 42, Isaiah 54, 16.
We hit the strip,
full of hard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 57. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50 verse 29, they gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from us, from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, 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 boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. Finished. And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. We can agree on that.
Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters. Shabbat Shalom. This is your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with Brother Dwayne. We are Warriors in Christ. You are tuned in to the Lion's Den. We'd like to start off, as usual, by saying all praise to the Most High, Ahaya, Bahashem, Yeshaya, Barakatah, or Barakatam, Shalakya. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High in Christ, Marawak, the Holy Spirit. Tonight we have a great show for you. We're going to have Dawadah Lawyer step through and present some of his music and some of his beats that he's doing for the world, presenting the truth to you all. We also have other brothers and sisters blessing the show this evening, coming through, you know, just speaking on what motivates them, of course, the Most High Higher, and why they do what they do. So, Brother Dwayne, are you there?
Yeah, shalom, shalom. Listening to you do the presentation. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Quite well, brother. Quite well. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Israel.
Most definitely. Kwame Yashirala. Kwame Yashirala. So, like we always do, Brother Yehonathan, speaking to you right now alongside with the Brother Dwayne, we always start our show by going into Revelations to show you the seven overcomes written of in Scripture, to show you that if we overcome and endure to the end, we have a chance to partake in the kingdom. So without further ado, we're going to start in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the highest. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. I'm going to read that one again. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my power and the name of the city of my power, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my power. And I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. for that completes the seven overcome. As you see written in scripture, Christ is letting you know that we must endure to the end and overcome. And we might be deemed righteous in the eyes of the Father and receive these things written of in scripture. So we definitely want to encourage every brother and sister out there, Jew and Gentile alike, doing the work to continue to endure. And just understand that if you fall down seven times and get back up eight, you might be rewarded these things in the end. Without further ado, Brother Dwayne, as a matter of fact, I'm going to get into a chat. Lock it.
Yeah. Turn my headphones up a little bit. Yep. I was placed on the earth in the belly of the beast for a purpose. My life ain't worthless, curses do follow, and I'm falling in the midst of her sin, arch enemy, Babylon the Great, better known as America. The time getting scarier, don't wait, scriptures ain't up for debate. Proceed with the arguing, it's fine, but I'm fleeing this place, cause the land will dissipate. Earthquakes in diverse places, as states in Matthew 24 verse 7, signs from the heaven will be great, as the same text states in Luke 21 verse 11, concern all the children who are living, who may stagger like a drunk, not consuming food for thought in their lunch, they'd rather have a platter of deceit and a plate of deep sleep, Tuesdays and a side of fruit punch. Living conditions keep afflicting rebellious children on a mission. Politicians collect millions off of prison. In religion, you pay commission to be a Christian. These reptilians in high positions plot just thickens. With television, what will you listen to? It's written. Okay, I sit back, lounging with my book open, filling a glass with red wine as my pen starts backstroking. Got my shine, got my sword, let it move. Get in the mood to prophesy, meditate on the scripture daily, conjure lessons to edify. I sit back, lounging with my book open, filling a glass with red wine as my pen starts backstroking. Got my shine, got my sword, let it move. Get in the mood to prophesy, meditate on the scripture daily, conjure lessons to edify.
Let me hit him with some real facts. We in the last days, did you know that? Martial law trying to go and get you toe tagged, beam camps, black coffins and all that. I pray whoever hears this track, you're blessed. You're shy, you return too late to confess. This whole world gonna get put to the test. This whole generation's addicted to submission and under permission to those who keep sinning and sinning. I missed it, the part where we drifted from the fact that the wicked is crooked and took it too far. So I ring the alarm like I took off the snooze, killing our brothers cause we ain't got no clues. Lost in the mind, still choking on the noose. Why boast thyself when you lack of all truth? Hitting the youth cause we giving the proof. So I deliver it to them like there's no more time. I show them the side where the sun don't shine, cause it's been found what they're trying to find. These rebellious kids better recognize the signs. Psalms 83 reading between the lines. All in all, it don't phase wise men, only remnant return. Isaiah 10.
Okay, I sit back, lounging with my book open, filling a glass with red wine as my pen starts backstroking. Got my shine, got my sword, let it move. Get in the mood to prophesy, meditate on the scripture daily, conjure lessons to edify. I sit back, lounging with my book open, filling a glass with red wine as my pen starts backstroking. Got my shine, got my sword, let it move. Get in the mood to prophesy, meditate on the scripture daily, conjure lessons to edify.
Pure in their own eyes, they sodomize guys and guys, wives and wives. Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, the government loves to tyrannize. Not your enemy when I tell you lies, it's no surprise. Your mind is tranquilized, caught up in the cage where your eyes fantasize. No signs of waking up when you're chained and paralyzed. In the house of bondage, cut the lock, get out and want your garbage. Or the profit I can make from college, corresponding to a large deposit currency to be replaced by the RFID. The mark of the beast will put you in jeopardy of losing your soul in a second. RFID has been implemented. Proceed to the fact, there's a generation of foolish chaps, teeth that's not still living in a trap. Respect no life and they always strap. They don't even know the first man was black. They only care about getting stacked, racks on racks with a sagging slack. It soon come when America collapse. Okay, I sit back, lounging with my book open, filling a glass with red wine as my pen starts backstroking. Got my shine, got my sword, let it move. Get in the mood to prophesy, meditate on the scripture daily, conjure lessons to edify. I sit back, lounging with my book open, filling a glass with red wine as my pen starts backstroking. Got my shine, got my sword, let it move. Get in the mood to prophesy, Meditate on this scripture daily. Conjure lessons to edify.
Let's get it.
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You are tuned in to the Lion's Den. All right, I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with the Brother Dwayne. The guest call-in number is 914-338-1759. If we go into overtime and you get bumped out of the show today, after we pass 2 hours, you can make this call at 754-300-6344 to be able to partake in overtime just in case we go over today. Other than that, Shabbat Shalom, everybody, brothers and sisters. We have a great show for you tonight. We got Dawada Lawyer coming through in a little bit. And we got a couple of other Hebrew All-Star brothers and sisters stepping through speaking today. So, without further ado, Brother Dwayne, if you want to go ahead with what you got to tell the people.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom. Like the brother stated, the seven overcomes. Because when we come in this truth, when we start trying to put on Christ, be Christ-like, a lot of different obstacles are going to come our way. Like the brother said, you fall seven times, get up the eighth. You fall the eighth, get up the ninth time. So without further ado, I will read the mission statement, our mission statement of Warriors in Christ. Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect to persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on build together, you're not in Christ. Shalom, Haya. That's our mission statement. We are warriors in Christ. Thank you. Please have a great enjoy the show tonight.
Yeah. Look. See, these scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that you're all a quorum. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yashirala Qum. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power, Yashirala got him shook. Don't try, boy, we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ. Yeah, I'm good with my sword, someone better tell these demons. They don't want a war with the God I believe in. I pledge allegiance to the Most High Power. That's a higher in the name of Yeshua. And sayonara, get rid into your system. Where a follower of Christ is no coexistence. So sickened, but Christ is the prescription. So I follow shallow like a subscription. Boy, a higher be my rock when I dribble. So I don't drop one jot or a tittle. From the window to the walls of Jericho, I will make sure that I'm heard all throughout your stereo. It's a higher by Hashem that I go. Till a higher by Hashem, Yeshua is the name they know. I'm sick with the Christ syndrome. Got the spirit of Yeshua all up in my chromosomes. Draped in the spirit, and boy I feel great. With a higher as my power, and Yeshua as my cape. I take it all in and absorb it. So no, I'm feeling just as strong as a concordance. From Babylon to Timbuktu, we come into a city near you. Hot off the press, Yashirala is back. That's the news on the bulletin with a thumbtack. We hot and we rise to the Fahrenheit. Stuck to the Lord of hosts like a parasite. We set the bar high like we under the rod. Until that sea to make way, we walking over dry shod. And ain't no power, got more power than my power. Knock him over like a tower with the Allah higher now. One accord, all aboard the fellowship. We play the starring role, but you wanna fit the script. The land of milk and honey, we just wanna sip. And you can't keep us shut like a coat without the zip. We the children of these scriptures, we fit the description. But we don't fit this world like things poking out a mitten. We love not the world. could brawl them. Shot you on the speed dial, don't make us have to call them. Yeah, hope you got it understood. We the battle axe, boy, I wish you would. And we won't stomp you out, we use a jackhammer. Kwam Yasharala on the banner. And we keep the light on like a lantern. We stand firm and let them throw a tantrum. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
See these scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we throw the trump and let them know that Yasharala Kwam. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharala Kwam. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. Yasharala got him shook. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
All right, all right. Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, Brother Jonathan, alongside with my brother in Christ, Brother Dwayne. That was Kiyashawa on the track, letting you know you don't want it with the warrior in Christ. And we are warriors in Christ. So, Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Tonight, like I say, my brand Dawud Aloy in the Lion's Den, back in the Lion's Den, you know, we got the privilege to really kick it and get to know this brother like all the other brothers. We got the privilege to really chop it up with, kick it with, and, you know, get to know. It's a blessing from Ahaya that all us in the same mind frame, one accord. And tonight, the brother coming through again, you know, chop it up with us. And we added this little piece to our show. We understand we recognize the brothers who do the work, but we also now recognize the people that support the work, because we feel that's very important, that we support the people who support the work. You know, we have to give salutation to the brothers and sisters who support the people who are doing the work, because we all one body. It's many members, but it's one body in Christ. So without further ado, we saluted the sister Victoria Lee. We noticed her support on the Facebook. We noticed her support on the blog talks, Wednesday blog talk, Friday blog talk. We also went Saturday Sabbath, and the sister be supporting on the YouTube, all the brothers who are doing the work. So we had to add this segment to our show where we salute these people who support the work, because we all one body. We many different members of one body in Christ. So we're going to bring this sister on, and we're going to let the sister speak. And we got another person we saluting for the next week coming. So we're going to let this sister do that. So bring the sister in, brother.
All right, let me introduce her and give her a formal warm welcome as we do about this time. One moment. Shabbat shalom. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ.
Shabbat shalom, everybody.
Shabbat shalom. How you doing, sir?
Fine, thank you. I hope you're all having a good night.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I'd just like to say thank you very much for having me on the show. Praise Ahaya Bahashem Yeshaya. And I'd like to give a salute to a sister we all know and recognize. She's been putting a lot of time in with the word and supporting the work for the kingdom. She's a wonderful daughter of Zion, and this week we recognize our sister Cynthia Lee for supporting the work. We love you, sister. And I'd also like to give a shout-out to my homegirl, Riri Mick, for supporting the work. Also, Natasha, Rachel, Shamika, Unique, Geshaya, everybody. I wish I could mention everybody, but a shout out to everybody that's doing the work for the kingdom. And
yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great, sister. So do you have anything else to say to anybody while you in the lion's den?
Well, yeah, y'all need to catch up with Sister Rearmick as well. She's really supporting the work by making a lot of custom Bible covers and mitres. She's putting a lot of labor in for the brothers and sisters nonstop as well. So, and she's going to be saluted next week by Cynthia Lee as well.
Okay, that's great. That's okay. Great. Is there any special song that you would like to hear? Any favorite song out there?
I'd like to hear John Boy's Peace and War tonight. I haven't heard it in a while. It's one of my favorite songs of his.
Okay, so Brother Yawana Sun is going to make that happen. And thank you for coming to the Lion's Den, sister. And thank you for supporting the work. And we do support you, and we do recognize you and all the other brothers and sisters who support and doing the work. Thank you.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Shabbat Shalom, sister. So that was Peace and War, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, Sister One, she had a request of Peace and War, right, brother?
Yes.
All right. We get into that song for the sister that she just requested, and then we'll be back on the flip side of this track. Shabbat Shalom.
When I'm feeling down on myself, I put my head to the clouds and take my book up off the shelf. Read a couple verses to describe how I'm feeling. Then understand he only put a whooping on his children. I get the verses, cause the verses get us tailor-made curses. Cause they only fit us, you always got a chance to repent unless you inhale. Why you Muslim? Boy, you ain't Ishmael. You better get some peace. On the road to riches, you'll be walking for some weeks. Stumbling and bumbling until you find an exit. To only find out you've been going the wrong direction. Now you mad at the world, get used to it. Ain't nobody gonna help you with something only you can fix. Better learn from the word of the wise. Talking God who at any time can disturb any child. I'm praying, cause I want a peace of mind. I want a peace of the pie. I just really want peace. I'm praying, cause I want a piece of mind. I want a piece of the pie. I just really want peace. But King David was my grandfather.
We ain't tryna do better, we tryna do best. So we listen to the scrolls and try to flee the U.S. Doing the commandments is doing a good service. So if you don't keep the laws, then your prayers will be worthless. I'm just tryna tell you, brother, what the Bible say. And bring a little peace and some honesty. Cause a lot of lies been circulating. About time that the truth surfaces, ain't it? Everybody saying the Israelites died, but Jeremiah 30 saying that we still alive. Everything broke is gonna get fixed. Don't believe the Christ, read John 14:6. Gotta bring the truth, honesty, and respect. Peace to my brothers, for the others we can wreck. Yes, I keep my sword and shield on deck. Yes, I keep my sword and shield on deck.
I'm praying, cause I want a peace of mind. I want a piece of the pie. I just really want peace. Peace, peace, peace. Cause I want a piece of mine. I want a piece of the pie. I just really want peace. Peace.
Nothing is more holier than the Bible. I'm just trying to break this poisonous cycles. so we can stop relying on these psychos. Purpose demonstrations, they telling you that it's typo. Then fix it then, I know you listening. Better believe now that we on a radar. To the ER, from a AR. But I'll die in his name 100 times. And then 100 rounds, I'll say it 100 times. Somebody get my King David breastplate, so we can go to war in his namesake. Ready for battle 2 days and I ain't eight. I'm gonna turn my enemies to a done steak. Then pick a holy day so we can celebrate. I'm gonna be a soldier till my soul elevate, or till he decides to relegate.
I'm praying cause I want a piece of mind. I want a piece of the pie. I just really want peace. I'm praying cause I want a piece of mind. I want a piece of the pie. I just really want peace.
All right, we're back. We're tuned into the Lion's Den. Warriors in Christ, this is your brother, Jonathan, or Jonathan, alongside with the brother Dwayne. Tonight's show will be Down With Our Lawyer, bringing forth some of his Hebrew truth music. The brother said he'll be tuning in about 5 minutes or so. So, brother, he said he'll be in the den in about 5 minutes or so. So we better give the brother a little bit of time. So that's pretty much where we at. Brother Dwayne, what's good?
Well, what you could do, call the brother, he can.
All right. He just said we could play Yashirala. He just texted me. You want to call your Cal or play that? He just texted me to play
that. You know what? I don't have anything. I don't have Yashirala in the studio. Got to play something that's okay. In the studio.
Okay. All right. The official mix, the chosen. That's Dawada, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna just get into that tune, and I believe the brother Dawada be just about ready after that song is played. So, you tuned into the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ, brother Jonathan, alongside with brother Dwayne. Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters.
Next keep on calling. Can you stop back there fooling? I'm back to the one more answer. Who moved in shells of all of them? Who knows how to tell you get crap?
Shalom, brothers and sisters. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Brother Yohanathar, alongside with the Brother Dwayne. Tonight we have Dawadon Lawyer going to be coming through the Lion's Den, presenting some of his music and sharing some unheard tracks with you all this evening. Brother Dwayne, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What it is, and we're pretty much waiting on Dawadon. He should be here any minute. In the meantime, we're going to get into a little bit of news. Try to get a brother a little bit of time to come on the show. Okay, I'm on wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. And the title of this article is Scientists Successfully Implant Chip That Controls the Brain. I'll read that to you one more time. I'm on wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. And the topic of this article is called Scientists Successfully Implant Chip That Controls the Brain. Okay, it says scientists working at the University of Southern California, home of the Department of Homeland Security, National Center for Risk and Economic Analysis of Terrorism Events, have created an artificial memory system that allows thoughts, memories, and learned behavior to be transferred from one brain to another. New chip controls the brain, allows thoughts, memory, and behavior to be transferred from one brain to another. It says, in a scene right out of George Orwell's novel, a team of scientists working in the fields of neural engineering and biomimetic microelectronic systems have successfully created a chip that controls the brain and can be used as a storage device for long-term memories and studies. The scientists have been able to record, download, and transfer memories into other hosts with the same chip implanted. The advancement in technology brings the world one step closer to a global police state and the reality of absolute mind control. I'm going to read that last sentence again, folks. The advancement in technology brings the world one step closer to a global police state and the reality of absolute mind control. More terrifying is the potential More terrifying is the potential for implementation of what was only a science fiction fantasy, the thought police, where the government reads people's memories and thoughts and can then rehabilitate them through torture before they ever even commit a crime based on statistical computer analysis, showing people with certain types of thoughts are likely to commit a certain type of crime in the future. Sound like any movie y'all might have seen out there? I'm sure it does. It goes on to say, we already preemptively invade nations and torture alleged terrorists, suspects with absolutely no due process of law. So the idea of preemptively torturing a terrorist suspect beforehand to prevent them from committing an act of terrorism in the future really isn't that far-fetched of an idea. Perhaps a less sensational example than those I just depicted from Orwell's famous dystopian novels would be using the technology as it is depicted in the modern-day Matrix movies, in which computer programs are uploaded into people's brains, allowing them to instantly learn how to perform a wide variety of tasks. Henceforth, everybody I know has seen the movie The Matrix, as they just mentioned. And basically, they pre-programmed everybody for what is actually being worked on in a study at the University of Southern California as we speak. And just know that when these certain articles come out and they tell the public about it, it's already out there. So that's what we do. We let the world know that there's nothing new under the sun. And these people are going to do any and everything they can to try to take down the Most High Chosen. So be aware. Okay, the article has a little bit more to go. Let me just read back into that. Hold on one moment.
Let me ask a question right quick. You say that's the home of the Homeland Security. What did it say at the top?
Let me read that again. It says, at the top, it says, scientists working at the University of Southern California, home of the Department of...
So USC, the Trojans, USC Trojans.
USC Trojans, oh my goodness. Yes, sir.
The Romans, the Trojans.
The Trojans, that's what they've really been on all this time, y'all. Balling and football and everything else. Come on, man. Yeah, you nailed it right on the head, brother. That's definitely who that is. You're right. University of Southern California, home of the Department of Homeland Security. We actually got Brother Cal in the studio right now, too. But I'm going to just finish up this article. As a matter of fact, yeah, I'm going to finish up this article. It says, that is exactly the example of that smart planet. It's speaking on the movie The Matrix here. Use their write-up on the USC press release. Saying Johnny Mnemonic, the necromancer back in the 1980s of neural implants linking our brains to machines have become a reality. Back then it seemed unthinkable that we'd ever have megabytes stashed in our brain. As Keanu Reeves' character Johnny Mnemonic did in the movie based on William Gibson's novel on that the Matrix character, Neo, could have martial arts abilities uploaded to his brain, making famous the line, I know Kung Fu. Why Keanu Reeves became the poster boy of scientific movies, I'll never know. But today we have macaque monkeys that can control a robotic arm with thoughts alone. We have paraplegic given the ability to control computer cursors and wheelchairs with their brain waves. Of course, this is about the brain controlling a device, but what about the other direction where we might have a device amplifying the brain while the Kalea implant might be the best known device of this sort. Scientists have been working on brain implants with the goal to enhance memory. So absolutely go and check this out when you get to the time. We're on wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. That's wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. And there's a lot of interesting articles on here, opening up your mind to what's really going on behind the scenes. Of course, this is not mainstream media. It's unbiased news that you probably never get on your Channel 7 or your local news here, CNN, none of that. So that's pretty much what it is. Aside from that, without further ado, we absolutely have a brother, Dollar Dollar Lawyer, in the Lion's Den. So we're going to be pulling him in one moment.
You got your cal in there. Bring your cal in there. Bring your cal in here, man. I need to talk to him.
Brother, your cal, you already know what it is. If you're listening, we're about to pull you in. One moment. Shabbat Shalom. What's going on, brother? You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ, brother Yohanan Don and Dwayne with you. Shalom. Brother Yakal, you there?
Hello, hello.
Yo, what's good? You there?
You can hear me?
Yeah, you coming in all right. You coming in all right.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, man. How y'all feeling?
What's good, man? What's how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Can't complain, man. Another day, another blessing. Continue to endure this stressful life, you know.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Check this out, man. Check this out. We need you right now to take off on something. We finna play something, and you do you.
All right, no doubt. Man, I'm ready, man. I was born ready.
Okay, hey, go
yeah,
ahead.
Okay.
Shock him with one. Give him that Missy Elliott. Let's see what he can do with this.
Okay. I want to make sure it ain't playing too loud, but okay, hold on.
Oh, y'all giving me a beat to rap on?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, snap.
Start it over.
We're going to start it over, brother, but we're letting you know, man. Hold on 1 second. We're going to start over for you.
Yeah, hold on, find out when he ready. Find out when he ready.
Yeah.
Drop that joint.
Drop that joint? All right, get ready, world.
All praise to the Most High. Ha, yeah. You cow. Strong hand. Yo. 2488, today my mother gave birth. 9 months, met you in the pain to bring the brother on earth. A young seed growing up, not knowing how. Run that back. Check it. Hey, yo, my life be stressed at times. I contemplate the situation that we've been through. But I got it. Check it, yo. Shabbat Shalom. Yo, man, I'm chilling fine. Sipping on a bottle of this wine. Feeling the fun. Chilling with my eyes in the Lion's Den. And you know, man, yo, with my friend. Yo, man, going off of the top. Sit back, dipping the dodging on the top. Yo, man, intricate plot. Yo. Trying to strive just to stay alive. Heavenly Father, can you continue to help the brother just to stay alive? Yo, man, caught up in his lies. Oh, man, yo. Put me on the spot. We're gonna put it on.
Let's go.
Hold on, we just gave you one. You about ready, bro?
Oh, no, I'm ready. I'm in.
All right, let's ride.
All right. I'm exhausted, yo. You put me on the spot, but all right. Represent all praise to the Most High, yo. First off, I'd like to give all praises to the Most High. Ahaya, Shah, Ahaya, Baha, Shem, Yeshaya. The one who put the spirit on Moses to lead the tribes out of the hands of Pharaoh so he could know the mind. The ongoing cycle of a genocide, contemplate the situation, tears dropping down my eyes. But you know what, brother, gotta continue just to strive, continue to ride for the Most High God. Yeah, we up here in the lion's den. Yo, man, we trying to just abstain from sin. Huh. Shouts out to all my friends. Yeah, man, you know it's sin. Yo, off of the top. Off of the top like a toupee. Yo, man, I don't use no fluoride toupee, cause I ain't trying to get no type of tooth decay.
Okay. I gotta stop it on that one, boy. I gotta stop it right there. All right. Y'all tuned in to the Lion's Den. Get ready.
John, boy,
you
hit you up. You already know what it is.
You can.
Hey.
The brother,
you
can.
He's blessing.
The brother on the
most
spot.
Definitely.
It's all good,
stage,
though, man.
Brother.
I love, I love
it.
I love it.
One more. You good? We could go one more for you. You good?
Say that again.
You good? We could go one more. We could go one more round.
We got one more instrumental. We got one more for you. Now, that was hot right there, boy. Straight up.
Yeah, you're bringing it up.
Why not?
Yeah, all right.
Definitely. Right, we're going to make it happen right now. Let me let you get a sample. Hold on.
I lose my service.
Okay, yeah.
I hear what's coming.
Yeah, Hebrew brothers and sisters, the brother going to do is saying all the Hebrew brothers and sisters out there, man, we trying to implement something new. You know, Shabbat Shalom Freestyle Fridays, it might be a Freestyle Monday, whatever, but just trying to do a little something new. You know, I reached out to a couple of brothers. Shout out to the brother John Boy, hollered at him, let him know what time it is, so he's checking it out, you know what I'm saying? Try to call the brother Magic Bronze, so if you listen, man, you already know what it is, so that's what's up, man. We just trying to do something new, man. Keep this thing one unit, like the brother Dwayne said earlier, it's one body, but it's many members, so just letting the world know, man, all praise to a higher, man. We buy it, all praise to a higher, so that's what it is. All
right.
I'm going to go ahead and play that for you, brother, one moment.
All right. Hold on,
hear me, right? Yeah, you sounded pretty good. You sounded clear.
All right.
I'm going to drop that track on. You ready? Let me know you ready.
Nah, I'm waiting for you, brother.
Okay. Let's make it do what it do. One moment.
Yeah. You put me on this right here. Yo. This what y'all put me on right here, right? One. Check it, one. I can hear that y'all clear too, yo. Hey, yo. L.I.B. Love is blessings. Yo, I thank God for my blessings. Sitting back all day, sometimes I be stressing. But you know, man, I gotta continue to endure. Cause I see, man, that the devil's always trying to soar. Yo, man, I walk in this matrix, I took my sword. Ready for this war. Yeah, man, I told. Anybody that's down with Christ, you down with me. But if you ain't down with Christ, then boy, you better flee. Off of the top like a toupee. I sit back, yo, man, I always do this. With my homeboys, man, yo, it's all bliss. Yo, man, just like Christ gave you a spiritual kiss. Sitting outside looking at the moon. Man, I can't dwell in lies. Yo, man, I just gotta continue to strive. Yo, man, like I said, yo, no faith in the 9-to-5. But within the Most High God, I hire. In the name of Yeshua, I'ma continue to strive. Off of the top, this is how we do it. Yo, check it, yo. They set two fingers to the top, but not the middle. I'm talking about peace, cause it's all love, can you hear me? Contemplate the situation, yo, things be scary. Martial law coming through your door, yeah, don't worry. Better be wary and be focused. Contemplate the situation, dwelling hocus pocus. People be spellbound, religion got you cursed.
I contemplate the situation. God, the day that I ever just dwell inside of her. Poetry just in motion. I contemplate the situation. I flow like the ocean. Yeah, chilling in the lion's den. Got my man the wing. Yeah, man, that's yeah. Keep the beat just rocking like a baby carriage. I told you, man, yeah. Yeah, never stop. 1, 2, 1, 2. Never stop. Off the top.
You brothers put me on the spot. Never gonna stop.
It's cool. Hey, well, look. Hey, check
I love
it,
though.
Man. It's all good. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's coming right there, man.
This is the first time y'all doing this?
Yeah,
you're the first one.
Oh, so I'm opening it up, right? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's going to be more.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be reaching out to y'all better throughout the week, man, letting y'all know, man. You know, it might be sporadic one day. You might have an extra 20 minutes. Oh, open it up. You know, Freestyle Monday, you know, call in.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be calling on the higher box in the Shire, though. You already know.
So. Yeah, straight just like what was that, BET in the basement? Gotcha. One of y'all better be coming up in there, Dwayne. But I know I feel it in you. You better come up in there and do your thing.
Don't worry about it. I'm gonna get on.
Don't say you can't.
I'm gonna get on, bro.
Don't say you can't. Never say you can't. Don't limit yourself, man. You can do it.
Yeah,
straight up.
Well, hi, bro. We can do it, bro.
That's what's happening.
We already know.
That's what's happening on the Shabbat Shalom. You know, Shabbat on the Shabbat, man. We have fun. We go in these scripts. We edify each other. We have fun together, man. That's what's up.
Right up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we also got some of your tracks too. Most definitely, all praise to the Most High first and foremost. We got a couple of your tracks. Just for those who might not know who you are, man, we got a couple of your tracks to let the world hear. How you dropping them truth bombs, man? One of my personal favorites is that Label Me. But the first one I heard was the Ten Commandments, man, and that might be the first one that got to be played because what you letting them know about them Ten Commandments. And yeah, we're gonna let the world know who you is tonight.
Go ahead and speak on that Ten Commandments and bring it on in. No doubt, man. That Ten Commandments, what you want me to give you, like a brief introduction on why did I do it?
Hey, do your thing.
I'm going to do my thing. So, yo, that Ten Commandments, you know what I'm saying? I grew up from Philly, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Philadelphia. So, you know, I always used to hear a lot of music as a child growing up, and I used to hear a lot of West Coast music and a lot of East Coast music as well. But growing up hearing that, because those who don't know, there was the brother Biggie actually did that track, Ten Commandments, you know what I'm saying, which was actually helping to destroy our people. But you know what I'm saying, when I came up into this truth, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, yo, nobody ever came and just, like, tried to switch this joint up right here and just, like, come and talk about the Most High Ten Commandments. So it was like, all right, so I just heard the beat one day, and I wrote to that, and it actually took me about I think, 10 or 15 minutes to write that verse for that track. And then I just recorded it. And then, you know what I'm saying, it just went to the airwaves, and I just let it go. And you know what I'm saying, that's what it is today, the Ten Commandments, man. You know what I'm saying, that was given to the children of Israel by Moses, who was a Levite, so-called Haitians today, you see. And you know what I'm saying, I just felt that I had to edify the people with that, at least, you know what I'm saying, uplift the Most High with that, because I think that was actually one of the first tracks, or the second track that I did coming into the truth, I believe. You know, but I have other tracks, too, that's on the way. You know, the mixtape Ghetto Gospel is coming soon. It's in the works right now. So, you know, I mean, yeah, you could roll that joint like a bowling ball. That's, you know what I'm saying? Let the brothers and sisters hear that.
Okay. Without further ado, you know, the brother, you can't let you know. Follow the commandments, man. In love and scripture. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1, all the way through.
That's right. With me, it's like most people that actually close to me and know me personally know that before I even started, I think I actually told Yawanathan too. We spoke a few days ago. I was telling him the same thing that before I even started doing rapping and all that stuff, I actually started writing poems first. You know what I'm saying? And I actually wrote my first poem actually when I was like 8 years old. You know what I'm saying? For a person that I had liked. And I still remember that poem to this day, which is so funny. But I wrote that poem, and after that I just had a passion to write. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like I have more of a passion of writing just poems than, you know, writing music. I think music is probably, I'll say, my third passion, because my first passion is doing the will for the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? And then is writing poems, and then after that is music. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just heard this beat, and I was like, you know, as soon as I heard the beat, it was just like, yo, I grabbed the pen and paper. It was like I was in a trance. I just grabbed the pen and paper, and I just started writing. And that actually took me about, I think that took me like 8 or 10 minutes to write. It was just like I just wrote it. And then I went to my engineer. I recorded it. He mixed it down. And then I just threw it out there, you know what I'm saying? It's just basically, you know, it's a little bit of everything, a little bit of truth, a little bit of testimony, a little bit of everything within it all at once, you know? You know, and just, you know, just to give a brief introduction of who the anonymous one, your cow is, which is non-anonymous now, I guess, you know? And that was just a little brief introduction of just a little bit of everything. You know, personal testimonies and just some truth within it, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, just to also to be able to reach, you know what I'm saying? Because my music and I feel a part of my mission is to be able to reach even upon, not just to those that know the truth, but to even those that don't know of the truth, because I came from the ghetto. I was born in West Philadelphia in the ghetto, and you know what I'm saying, I got a lot of brothers, sisters, friends, childhood friends that's still in there, and you know what I'm saying, we all grew up on hip hop, and you know, and I feel like just, you know, taking into consideration from the books of the book of Isaiah chapter 28, how it says we need to within a nutshell, give this truth to them here a little and there a little. You know what I'm saying? We gotta breastfeed them. We gotta give them the milk. You know what I'm saying? Before I start throwing the whole meat at them, because I don't want the people to choke and be like, dang, what's wrong with this brother? This brother is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not like they not already thinking like that already. But you know what I'm saying? But I just threw that out there. You know what I'm saying? Just as a, you know what I'm saying? Just to be able to even reach those who are still out there within the ghetto that don't know who they are, but to give you, to let you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying, maybe you could feel the same thing I'm going through, because it's just me, that's just what I go through, you know what I'm saying, I don't know what the next man or woman going through, but I just speak on what I go through, I can't speak on what the next person go through, but if you feel what I'm going through, then I mean, yo, praise the Most High, maybe we could all come together and continue to endure and do this work for the Most High God together. You know, so I mean, label me was just like, you know, it was just that song just, it came together from emotions and wine. That's all, you know, that's all. That's how that song came together. You know,
Dao Dao lawyer.
Shout out to Dao Dao lawyer. Right on, that's my brother right there. Yeah.
Set it up. What we're going to do, we're going to go on this track, and then we're going to bring Dao Dao. We're going to keep you in, and we're going to let you finish out the show, because we know Dao Dao is going to be here with a short one tonight. So we're going to go on this song, and we're going to bring Dao Dao, and then you're going to stay in all the way through, because you're going to close it out, because we want you to go on the track. We still got some tracks with you on, with that Mile Lake. We want you to We're going to play that, and we want you to go in on that. So we're going to play this, bring in Dollar Dollar Lord. We're going to keep you into the duration, and you're going to close out the show.
No doubt, no doubt. Praise the Most High. You tuned into the Lions Den. Where that lion at?
Got this. Alright, for real this time, yo, man, I'm going in. Ayo, no hook, none of that, man, I ain't got no time for that. You know what I'm saying? Ayo, your cow. Label me a teacher. I was sent to chastise. My melody's not about getting cash and thick thighs. Like yeast, the children of Israel was on the rise, screaming repent. When Christ returns, you'll be surprised. Birthed in the 80s, matured in the 90s. Love playing manhunt and watching the girls play double dutch. Time went by, now everybody's all grown up. Coke is a hell of a drug, got people torn up from the flow up. Excessive liquors had my livers torn up. Hotel parties, catch me in the bathroom thrown up. Learn from my past, forced a young boy to have to grow up into a man. Seeking out a plan, knowledge expands, no longer moving grams. With the thought that I'm helping just to destroy another man. I'm all about the love, I'd rather see people advance. Eyes open to Obama and Shimon Peres plans. Love and happiness, Al Green, that be my chance. Bump the volume, watch me do my little dance. High school days, remember holes all on my pants. Wasn't fly, but my jokes is what helped me to fit in. When I slept, the Lord gave me a vision of my friends being lined up for an execution. By a group of men with the soul weapons. Honest to God, I woke up, cold sweat in. Mind stress in, still counting my blessings. Keeping watch with people that 730 flex in. Babylon, America's gonna see destruction. Bombs burst in the air, belligerent government. I love the love, but I hate the hate. Shout out to all of my people that suffering throughout the tri-state. My auntie kicked me out of her place 4 days before Christmas. No lie, statistics. Things I seen during my childhood was horrific. In the search of knowledge and truth and something prolific. Was tired being labeled the black sheep in the midst of it, but it was my destiny, so I learned to live with it. When I hustled, I was told I had to go and get it, with a slight chance of doing some time in the state prison. 2 years of probation is what was given. 32 F's is what you would get if you didn't listen. My older cousin Cup is doing a life bidding. He'll never have a wife or get to raise children. His mom suffered with bills, peep out her condition. She's handicapped but still thanking the Lord for what is given. I fear not the dead, but I'm conscious of those living. 1 minute they be cool, next minute they start tripping. I love to build with people that's always willing to listen. And if we agree to disagree, we still uplifted. The spirit of each other, examples for young children, so that they can be able to grow and spread healing. It's time for us to make a change. Hey, yo, man, yo. Escalade, I'm done.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ, alongside, well, this is the brother Johannes done, sorry, alongside brother Dwayne and the brother Yacal taking over for right now.
Yacal.
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 Dawa down.
Yeah, we're going to bring in the brother Dollar Dollar, so hold on, let me formally invite the brother in like we always do about this time. Shabbat Shalom, Art, you tuned in to the Lion's Den.
Shabbat Shalom, Art. Shabbat Shalom, Cal. Shabbat Shalom, Israel.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Talk to it.
Oh man, yo. First off, you know, all praise to the Most High, higher. Ashore higher, Washington Shire, blah blah blah. Man, I ain't talked to Cal in a while, man. Shout out to my hot kid Cal, yo. This brother had me on my feet just rolling. This brother had me laughing. I'm like, yo, I miss this brother, man. Yo, I miss all my Hebrews, man. I miss all my brews, my Hebrewskis. You know what I'm saying? My Brewskis, my Brewskets. Me and my wife were working out one day, man. But I miss my Hebrews, man. You know, cause we always have a good time, man. It's always fun, man. So a little bit of everything, man. We always, you know, do a little freestyle and look a little bit of everything, man. So it's a good time, man, just to get everything, man. But, you know, I pray to the most I could even come through, man. I didn't really have everything I wanted to have prepared, you know, a little crazy, you know. Babylonian life is crazy, you know, and anybody who's in Babylon, you know, you got a slave on a plantation somewhere, somehow, some way. So, you know, that's not happening. It's kind of hard to actually live in Babylon, basically, long story short. So, as you know, just having that as a part of your life is just, you know, and serving the Most High, you can't really do both. You know what I mean? So that's basically you trying to do that and, you know, trying to do the work for the Most High, you know, it's just like, you know, when I talk about persecution and, you know, when I talk about, you know, adversaries and, you know, when I talk about, you know, just running the brick walls at a time, but, you know, faith always is the Most High and he's going to lead you through everything anyway. But, you know, the fact that I could even be here is a blessing, man, because, you know, the brothers know, man. I spoke to Brother Dwayne and Brother Yohanathan, you know, today, you know, and I spoke to them last Friday, man. It's just like, it's been a crazy 2 weeks, man, and these brothers know, man, you know, so I'll pray to the Most High that I can even be alive right now that I'm here. And, you know, I just want to give all praise to the Most High, higher, Ashar Haya Bashim Yishaya, while we walk, you know. Another time, because you never say the Most High's name enough, man. It's not said enough on earth, and that's the problem, man. Too much of the songs and too much of the books and movies and anything out there on earth that has other names besides Ahaya Show, Ahaya Bashim. So you know what I mean? So we make it our goal to uplift his name as often as we can in the scriptures anyway, man. Like, you know, all we're going to be doing is praising the Most High's name. So basically, you know, we got some stuff, you know, I got some stuff that I sent the brothers, you know, so we got some stuff for the people. We can, you know, enjoy some instrumentals too, you know. You got to pay close attention though, because anyone who listens to Dada Lawyer Beats, you would understand there's constant transitions or constant switch-ups. The beats change from almost every few, I'd say maybe 7 seconds, like around 7 and 12. So about every 7 seconds, usually it starts to change, so, or unfold or something, so all the way through. And they're lengthy. And my instrumentals are about generally 5 to 9 minutes. For like a short beat, and then if I'm, you know, for all which other stuff would be a little bit longer, but we got some stuff the brothers have, so, you know, whichever one the brothers, you know, Dwayne, Jonathan, whichever one you feel like playing first, because I sent you a whole bunch of stuff, I don't even remember, just to be honest with you, and I just know it was a whole bunch of stuff, and I got one more that was actually on the way, but it was having some difficulties with my internet service, so due to you, but everything you have so far, because I sent in a few emails, you can just read off whichever one you want to, you know, start off with, and then you can take it away.
Yeah, first of all praise to Ahaya, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, we spoke earlier, and you already know, man, you need to holler at us, you know, just talk or whatever, we there, you know what I'm saying? We all different members, but one body, so you know what I'm saying? You already know, bro. So what we're going to do, tell us about
Barakatha
real quick.
All right, yeah. Barakatha, okay. Yeah, that's basically, man, I made that what? It was most of my songs, man, like I told you before, man, I have over like 75 songs, like 75, 80 songs. I have a lot of songs, you know. I haven't released them. I'm real, like, picky about, like, when they come out and, like, you know, mixing details and frequency details and everything like that. I'm like a tech with these things, you know. So I'm a producer myself, so, you know, that's what I was in school for. So, like, I'm real, like, you know, meticulous on that. So I don't like to let it come out, but I made this one, I think, 2011, I think. The end of 2011, maybe early. I know it was cold out, so I think it was, around, like, 2011, late 2011. And it was about, I was going through so much then, you know, with funds, trying to get funds, you know, with this East Coast plantation systems was crazy, you know. I just, it seems like 3 months is like the maximum before. It's like you got to get like another plantation or have another one. I usually have two or try to have two, stay around, you know, having two plantations. But there was so much persecution happening. Every time I felt like cursing a person, I was remember what my mother would say. You know what? Every time you want to curse someone, just bless them. Just bless them. Every time you want to curse someone, just bless them. Just bless them. And then they're going to wonder, why is this man blessing me? Is he really blessing me? And then they might even come back to you and ask you something about that. And maybe that might lead you both into the kingdom. This is something my mom said to me, like, on a daily basis. Like, I was even saying to you this morning when she was on the phone with me. You know, I was getting real upset this morning, driving to the plantation. And she was like, just pull over and just praise the Most High. So that's what this is all about, man. Just praise the Most High throughout the perseverance and the struggles of our people, because it's going to go in a little bit on the Indian or so-called Native American aspect of the slave trade, you know what I mean? So from that point on up until this point, you know, everything that we've been going through, you know, all you got to do is just praise the Most High, because it could have been worse, you know? So as prophecy has to happen, praise the Most High that we can even know what happened so we can learn from it and be a part of prophecy. That's what this song is, a quick little song. It's not too long, you know, because most of my songs are not really that lengthy. It's just constant emotions. So that's what this really is, Rakata.
All praise to the Most High.
Yeah.
A higher. Yeah. Thou art thy lawyer.
Israel.
Yeah. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, but they'll never let you know that the Indians were Hebrew. This one for my brothers, the Native Americans, Puerto Ricans, Hawaiians, South Americans, and those that came off a slave ship. Call me Asher Allah, rise Israel. They put us to whips and chains, we the seed of Israel. Christ come, my son, gotta endure the pain. Revelation 5 and 10, with Yeshua we gon' reign. When they persecute me, all I say,
Barakata, Barakata. I don't curse them, I just bless them. I don't curse them, I just bless them. Barakata, Barakata.
Isaac and Jacob, that's my forefather.
Barakata, Barakata. I'm curse on my dyslexia. I'm curse on my dyslexia. Barakata, Barakata. I'm curse on my dyslexia. I'm curse on my dyslexia. Yeah, we the seed of Jacob. Kings and queens, that the Bible foretells. So the precept upon precept, line upon line. Told them this message divine, that it came from the Most High. Been reserved for the end of time. Colossians 1 and 26, Babylon is falling. America is going from the dollar to the chip. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that's my fathers. I'm the son of the prophet.
All right, we back tuned in to the Lion's Den, Brother Yohanathar, alongside with the Brother Dwayne. We got the brother Yakal and the brother Dawa Da Lawyer blessing the show tonight. That was just the Rakata by the brother Dawa Da Lawyer. Go ahead, I'll speak on it. We got many more to come.
Yeah, man. So, you know, that was just, like I said, man, you know, just praising the Most High every chance you get, man. Like, you know, like the more you praise the Most High, you know, the more good things happen. So instead of cursing the person, you got to bless them, man. In fact, I was getting ready to bless somebody in Spanish today. I didn't get the opportunity, the person I wanted to, you know, a personal representation. So I ended up bringing somebody. I gave a cousin of mine a ride somewhere today, and the receptionist, she was I don't know where she was from, but she was speaking Spanish, and she was maybe like in her 50s. You know, so before I left, you know, I just gave her a little Spanish, you know, a little bit of praising, a little bit of blessing, a little bit of just Most High spirit, because she was in there trying to help someone out, and I was in the reception area waiting, so gave her, you know, just, you know, just the bendiga. Take it easy. And she looked so shocked, you know. And he's like, oh, thank you. Bless you. She said, bless you in English. And I was like, oh, my goodness. This one was in Spanish the entire time. And when I said it in Spanish, she said, bless you in English to me. So,
mm-hmm.
So that's about it, man. That's all Barack thought was all about, just trying to get the people to praise the Most High. And you notice every hook, I'm going to try to, like, you're going to notice the Most name is going to be in every hook, man. You're going to notice that. That's not by coincidence. That's not just, oh, he's getting lazy with the hook. Nah, man. I'm throwing the Most High's name and Christ's name everywhere because it's not being heard, man. It's not being heard. And someone got to uplift his name. So everyone else can have, you know, another song. They got a song with Yakal, actually. What is God's name? So, you know, when that one comes out, I'm telling you, man, a lot of people that's following our music is not going to really like our music, man, because we're going to be getting into them, like Cal was saying, man. You know, we give you just milk, you know, at first, and then we start throwing the meat at you, man. You're going to start getting mad when you hear when we're actually, you know, tearing down stuff, you know, start tearing stuff down. There's plenty of songs, man. There's plenty of time for that, but we got to uplift people first. We got to give them the milk, you know, so that's all, you know, Rockathon's all about, just praising the Most High, man.
Okay, that's
Barakata.
Okay. Now, what about Lamentations?
Lamentations, yeah, that's instrumental right there. I don't know if you want to play it right now. That's pretty long. I don't know how long it is. I think 8 to 9-ish a minute. Maybe that's what you want to say for later. I don't know, but you could if you want to. That's an actual song. That's me and Brother Yakal and Brother Micah Allah, My Shine. And I think I got Pana on that one. And I think I have Sister Kana singing on that. That sister, she's a sister. I actually had an instrumental. I didn't get to send you guys. I made a beat with just the Most High's name. It's just a higher and it's Shy is coming. That's all you hear, the entire beat. And it's like, I think like 7 minutes, so. You know, everyone close around me has heard it, but it hasn't been released. But that's her voice on that beat, because she has a song where she's singing the Most High's name. So that beat, Lamentations, right there. You know.
Well, go ahead and run it, you want
to. Okay, we're gonna run it right now. You tuned in to the Lions, then. Where is the Christ? The Hebrew All Star.
Dawa Da Lawyer on the beat.
All right. We're tuning in to the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Brother Jonathan, alongside with Brother Dwayne. We got Dawah Dawah Lawyer in the Lions Den, alongside with the Brother Yakal. And that was the instrumental from Dawah Dawah. Lamentation is the label of that one. We're going to get into We Some Kings. And then we'll have the brother speak on that when we come back. So give me one moment. Right, we're back tuned in to the Lions Den. You're with Warriors in Christ. I'm Brother Jonathan, alongside with the Brother Dwayne. We have Brother Dawah Dawah Lawyer bringing forth his craft for the Most High today. And we also have the Brother Yakal in the cut, you know, chilling in the Lions Den. That was We Some Kings by Dawah Dawah Lawyer and a bunch of other Hebrew Israelite all-stars. So. You got a lot of songs. What other songs that you have other than instrumentals? Because, I mean, the show's kind of winding down. So if you can, I I got one called Jacob on here. I got Keep Me a Higher. What you talking
keep
about? No, I'm just labeling the song because I don't know which one is the instrumental and which one is the actual, you know, a track I already finished. So
that was the only instrumental. The other ones are what you
okay.
Yeah, Keep Me High is the only other beat that's over there. The rest of them should be songs.
Okay, Keep Me High. Okay, so
yeah.
Okay, that one you want to get into next, brother? We can make it happen.
Hey, speak to us about Yeshaya the King. You know, talk to us about that.
Yeah, this is the one right here. This is me. This one's gonna be coming out soon. This is me, John Boy, and Shamla Wa'ala. So, you know, we basically, man, you know, Yeshaya the King is coming. That's the theme. And, man, them boys go Shem, man. That's you know, so I have to get them. I have to get them on track. I'm trying to get, like, all three of us on one song. And I got a few, each of them, a couple, actually. But I was like, I need at least one with me and two of them on one song, man, somehow. We got a few, I think, just with me and them, too. Yeah, so that's, you know, the song speaks for itself. You're Shy of the King of Common. You know, gotta let the people know.
All right, Yeshaya the King.
Turn up. Yeah.
Up in that steel vault. If you say you don't feel it, then you don't feel real talk. My kings ain't in my strong. Got y'all getting weaker. Found out I was a Hebrew and the Most High's my keeper. Try to stop me from digging, they ain't tripping, I go deeper. Wear floors and stumbling blocks, but ain't tripping over those either. No fast forward, no rewind. Your sight will put a pause on you. You talking to a lion. Don't make me put these paws on you. Choke you till your throat sore. You gon' need more than some hauls on you. You might think you perfect, but I will find some flaws on you. I'm just trying to get in good on the right side when he returns. Trying to stay righteous, cause it's hot in hell and that heat burns.
The King is coming. The king of diamonds, the king of diamonds,
swim your side.
Shabbat shalom. Tuned in to the Lions and the Warriors in Christ. Brother Yohanathan speaking with you right now, alongside with Brother Dwayne. We have Dawood our lawyer, and the Brother Yakal in the Lions Den joining us. That was Yeshaya the King with a collaboration of Hebrew All Stars, blessing that track. Shouts out to John Boy and everybody else who partook. Yeah. So yeah, man.
Hey,
Dawood.
Bring us back to the little man. Talk to us about little man, because you know we finna bring in Young King. So you know, give him the rundown on little man.
All right, yeah, man. This Young King Khalik, man. You know, little him and his mom on this track. You know, she's on the hook. Her, she's a rapper. His mother's a rapper, and his father's a producer. But his mother's in the truth, and he got baptized when he was 13 into the truth, into the high basher and Yeshaya. So it was 13. So him and his mom on this track, man. And he goes in. He got a few tracks, man. I'm telling you, man. This kid, he's 15 now, and I can't even believe it. It feels like he's still 13 every time I speak to this young brother. But it's like you know. Time flies, man, but, you know, that's the time we live in, man, how to, you know, see the move like that. But this Young King, man, he got some stuff coming, man, trust me. I got some, I have at least, like, three other tracks of his that's, like, it's still in the works. We got to get them done. But he's about to drop a video, too, for this Young King. It's about to drop. It's already finished. The video's already done. It's been done since, like, February, man, to be honest with you. It's been done. It's, like, we got so much work over here, man, you know. It's just brothers I backed up, you know. Shout out to, you know, a brother, Pana, Southern Kingdom Music, Pana Productions. Shout out to my Ock, Micah Allah, My Shine, you know, My Shine Music. And, of course, my brother, Yakal, the Strong Habits. That's honor amongst brothers bringing intelligence to the streets. My brother, Kakama Wa, out there, you know. Papa Hebrews out there, man, you know, Banawa, Kiyashawa, I've been speaking with these brothers, man, Anya Gabar, Yasham, Shema, you know, we got a lot of ox out there, man, Maverick Bronze, that's the siren, yeah, that's the siren, Maverick Bronze, you know, there's a brother out there somewhere, I think, down in Florida, I'm not too sure, but he got a song called My Father's Business. So it's going to be coming out soon. I think you can look him up on Facebook. It's like Chop Block Beats. His brother, he sent me a song, and John Boy's on it. So we're going to be coming out with that soon, man. So shout out to all the Hebrews out there, man, Shebrews out there, you know, doing the work and all the supporters of the work. Like the brother said, man, you know, it's just, you know, we can give shout outs for forever, but, you know, to the most I can at the day, man, you know. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, and you did send me that info to look into that, brother. You sure did. That was about 2 weeks ago. I'm slipping. I got to look into that because you sent me the info on that. But I'll check into it. Probably get in touch with the brother, you know, see if he can come through the den or whatever. Chop it up with the brother.
Yeah, that brother got some talent, man. He makes some beats. And he sings and raps for the most high. I think he's only like 23 or something like that. 23 years old, so a young brother, man. So, and, you know, the music is hot, man. He sent me the song with John Boy already on the song. I didn't even know that. He didn't even mention John Boy to me. It's just, I'm playing it. I'm like, yo, I'm like, babe, that's John Boy. She's like, yeah, that's John Boy. I'm like, yo, who is this kid? I'm like, yo, what's going on with this? What's going on here? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's always like that. I mean, I'm like, yo, what's going on, man? I don't understand this. And I got to look into it. I'm like, oh, this is another Hebrew out there. Okay. All right. Because, you know, I'll be, you know. But, yeah, man. I pray to Ohio. So, you know.
All right.
Take us in the Young King. You want it, Tom?
All right. Without further ado, we're going to get into Young King.
Surviving these rough times lately. Spirits are taking just to make me angry. Like, how did I get into this? But now I see it's cause the most I exist. A young king, that's what I am. The land of Judah, strong like a ram. You can distract me with the glory and glam. You might mistake me with a wise old man. I stand here, we just keep it out. From the mouth of bitch, where these words come out. I'm from a pastor that makes you shout. I'm willing to take your money without a doubt. See, I'm gonna put the most happy dog. It's not a food, give me some, cause right now I'm starving. It's true, bounce weak enough in this group. Put that down from generations to you. Do you even have a clue? That the 12 tribes were the ancestors of you. But you rather sit there, act dog food. Wanna bless your gun like you not nothing to lose. Yes, brother, you do, cause you're a young king. I'm willing to guide you, take you under my wing. Teach you about the Bible, which was everything. I will give you the answers, forget about me. Float like a butterfly, sing like a bee. This is for my warriors and young kings. We need to stick together, stay true to this day. Cheaters never prosper, you know what I mean. I'll be rolling with some.
You're a young king now.
I preach the word with these people, presidents. Oh, you're a terrorist, and you hate America. No, I'm not, I'm a king with the Holy Spirit, yeah. And can you see that you and me, we all brothers, live back into history. Through the centuries, they hate us all. Now we hate each other, you know what they call it. Rumbling, bitching, brawling. Satan knows his time is coming, so he always stalling. So young kings and queens, rise up. We know it's soon to come, you can't surprise us. If they don't want to hear it, yeah, they gon' swim and fuss. The world praise the most high, so our time is up.
You're a young king now. A young king, king did not receive your prayer.
Yeah.
A young king, king, look at what we
say. A young king, you're a child of Israel. Young king, young king. And they sung a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the bullet and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Young king, young king.
To the Lion's Den. I'm Brother Yehonathan, alongside with Brother Dwayne. We are warriors in Christ, and we have Dawada Loya in the studio, the Lion's Den, and we also have the Brother Yekal. So, Brother Dawada, speak to me.
Yo, yo, hold on, 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 man. Hold on. Hey, man, listen. John, do this for me. I need you to do this for me. Dollar Dollar Lawyer is in the light. Give me a roar right quick. Give me a roar.
One moment.
Dollar Dollar Lawyer is in the lion's den, and it is freestyle. Give me the Nas Ether beat.
Oh no, don't tell me you loaded that Ether. Hold on, brother. I might have to get on. Hold on one second. Let me find it out. Oh, you got a juvenile. Hey, you got. I think we got some hot tracks. We got some hot tracks now. We got Judy. We got that guy. Come on now.
We got juvenile.
Hey, I know the boys from, you know what I'm saying, that's that East. That's why I got them Nas, make them look, that Ether. Give me the Ether, let's go.
Hey, man,
all right,
remember,
you ready?
We'll hold it.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Ain't no wrong with that, you ready?
Da or da.
Yo, good
out. Play the beat. He gonna run and play the beat.
You know what we do, man. Handle that. You know what we do.
I'm gonna play the beat.
Hey,
if somebody don't catch it, I might have to bless it. If somebody don't catch it, I might have to bless it. So,
hey, yo, then you gonna have to bless it, man. Hey, set it off.
Hey, Yonathan, go ahead, man. Go ahead, I'm trying to see
that. Get y'all. Yeah, go ahead, Yonathan. Y'all boys, hey, y'all the artists, bro. I'm just the host.
Hey, it's like Rap City in the basement, man. Tigger was the host. Yonathan, you want to bless it, man? Hey, yo, bless that,
okay,
John. Bless
it up,
that, John, with the Spirit of the Most High. We all going to do this. It's a cipher. It's a cipher. This is what we're going to do. Straight up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me play it. I don't know if I'm going to go first, but I'm going to definitely get on there since y'all put it on.
Hey, man. Feel it, let the spirit jump in you.
Woo!
Yeah, Yonathan, come on.
Look out.
You said it to me? To me? To me?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm
take off.
All
right, nobody want to go. Y'all, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yo, man, yeah, you know, man, how we do. Expose all these lies, contemplating thoughts. Seeing all the situations, dwell in the dark no longer because I'm boiling with Yeshua Christ. Heavenly Father, can you just come and guide me, right? This is off of the top, yo, and this isn't written. And I told you, man, it's poetry in motion. Yo, man, they shut the beat off, but I'ma still go acapella. I told you, man, I roll with all my good fellas. Dawood Dawood Lawyer, yeah, my shine. Strong habits, you know, man, yo, we building our minds to continue to just go and just dwell in the nine. Yo, man, we don't eat abomination. Nope, no swine. Cause I told you, man, yo, man, I feel real fine. It's the Sabbath day. Best believe I sip some wine. Yeah. Outside looking at the stars. Yo, pick it up. You know how we do?
Right.
Pick it up, dog.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hey, before we lose everybody, listen. Give them the number real quick because we're overtime.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, folks. Listen, if you guys get cut off, any and every brother and sister out there, Jew and Gentile alike, the number to call is 754-300-6344. Just call that number. We'll pull you in as the show continues. We got the Shabbat Shalom freestyle going on. So, you know, study along, study wrong.
You gotta get that just in case you fall out, because that's the number to pick back in.
No, I'm on right now, man.
Oh, you on?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm on right now.
Well, run that beat back and y'all do your thing. I'm shitting.
Hey, man, before you run that beat, all praises to the Most High God, man. Y'all tune into the Lions, then. What up?
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
so higher.
Most definitely.
He's coming
right now.
Who's setting it off, man?
Yonathan gotta go in, man. I'm in
oh,
the
yeah,
crib.
Oh, yeah, Yonathan. That's you. That's you, Yonathan. Come on.
I'm in the crib
come
right
on.
Now, man.
All
right.
You gotta go in.
No problem. I got you. I'm going in. Yeah, don't even worry about it.
We know it.
Let me just catch it. One moment. I'm coming. Don't worry.
Hey, take your time, brother. Yo. My brother.
Okay, I'm coming.
Alright. Hey, yo.
Okay,
if you're trying to catch it, like.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
No, yo. Because, I thought you wasn't trying to catch it, so I was about to come and catch it like a fly. All right, go ahead, run that joint back. Let's go. Drop that joint. I'm going to just go in.
I know the people, they over there laughing.
It's on the Sabbath day. Praise the Most High. Yo, man, it's the Sabbath day. Yo, no abominations. We don't dwell amongst gays. Yo, man, that don't mean that we hate your flesh, but we hate the spirit that you're dealing with that leads to death. Yo, contemplating my situations, oh, so much stress in my mind. I'm contemplating situations, no, we don't eat swine. I done spit that jaw from the top. I hear a baby yelling in the back, but yo, please stop and let me be able to utter the words of the Most High. Ahaya, Asha, Ahaya, Bahashim, Yeshaya. I'm chilling with my brother, Dawada, Lawya. And yeah, man, L-I-B, Yeshaya. No, I mean Yakal. Run that back real quick, yo. 1-2, 1-2, check it, yo. Check it like this, yo. 1-1. It's the Y to the A, C-H-A-L. I'm screaming out, rebel, or you gon' go to hell. Yo, man, life is foul. Yo, man, and now. Who's trying to pick it up like a penny off of the ground? Yo.
All right.
No, pick it up.
Yeah,
it's a cipher, man. You're supposed to pick that joint up. When you
all
see
right.
me fall, you got to just go pick
oh.
that up. Yo, but y'all taking too long, so y'all sound stuck. I ain't trying to diss y'all, man. We all brothers. Yo, man, I told y'all, man. Yo, the weather is acting kind of iffy. Contemplating situations, I'm seeing these devils over here in Babylon shifty. But now it's time for me to go off to the top. Babylon, man, I'm seeing so many cops. Shout outs to John Boy and Shia. Oh no, excuse me, I missed his name up. Yo,
hey,
I got it.
Hey.
Shawab. 1-1, 1-1, off of the top. Yeah, 1-1, 1-1. Yo.
Check it out. One moment, brother. Clear the way as I step through. A higher by Hashem and Shia while we're walk. That's the time on the clock. Let's believe it's accurate too. We at the end of time. I'm on the rhyme with the brethren. My Hebrew and Bruette. You know what I'm saying? We do it the best. It's about Stallone. We let you know straight off the dome. Hey, we don't deal with those players out of Rome. We coming back home. Going to the east, facing it. You know I'm talking about this town to face the beach, but we already here, all in top gear. No video game, dog. We letting you know it ain't no shame, dog. Cause we praise the Most High. Bosh, Timmy, Shia, Warren, Watt. You know it's no coming through, cause we gotta do it. No retiring either. You know what I'm saying? Coming through for the Hebrew. Letting them know how we do. Representing down bottom, but we global too. Best believe we're internationally known. Straight off the dome, we Drake doing it. Hey, okay.
All right.
I like that.
All right.
Going
where you
the,
at, dog?
Where
you at, bro?
Okay. All praise to the Most High. All right. All praise to the Most High. Ahaya, Bahashim Yeshaya. The boy said, you never tell the truth? Nah. You's a liar. The Most High is the only thing I'm talking about. That's why I can prove within the scriptures. The devil trying to get you. Watch which name you're praising. Got the song coming through. What's God's name? All right. Ahaya. Sure, Ahaya. I am that I am. I keep hitting them with the name because they can't stand the way I keep bringing it back. I'm the man. Nah, Christ is the man that came and died for you. I ain't the one. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm just a messenger, like Mikel said. boys they've been playing. We trying to give them spiritual bread while they chasing that bread. They call it fatty. These young boys is tripping while they eating that spaghetti, but they out here in the dirty boogie fucking cat.
Why they eat that spaghetti?
Hold on, we gonna play another one though. It ain't over, man. We still here. We tuned into the Lions Den. Everybody who out there, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and chime in if you calling on the higher box. Kimishai Waro box number 754-300-6344. One moment.
Yes, 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 yes. You know what you said? We tuned into the Lions Den. You know we need to hear that lion voice. Oh, that's what he got. That's a juvenile jump. Oh. Hey, yo, y'all Southern boys.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, you said. The Southern brothers, y'all gonna represent for us, man. Y'all show us how we gotta get on this beat.
Come on, show us, man.
We don't know.
Hey,
come on.
Check that out. I need it in my life every day, all day. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way. Better praise the Most High to the day I die. Matter of fact, I'm trying to get fly with the Most High, a higher spot to the Shire. Why we rock, you know what I'm saying? That's the time on the clock, man. We do it like that. You best believe. Got to tie it on our sleeves. So we all about the Most High to the day we die. Matter of fact, we're trying to do it like a flat tie loop. I'm lying to you because I'm trying to tell you the truth. You need to get on because we're going to shoot. One time for the most. It's going down all the way from the East Coast West to the South now. Where you at with yours? I'm going to pass it to my dog and we on course.
Who you pass that to me? Which one? To me?
That's you, man.
Hey, yo. Check it, yo. One. You know you gotta wait till that beat drop. Hold on, I gotta catch you at the right spot. All right, this your Cal right here. Check it 1-2. Yo. And I ain't even gonna lie. I'm high now off of weed, but off of the Most High, can't you see? Contemplate the situation, yo, I'm trying to be a just man in the eyes of the Most High, please. Can you continue to guide me to the right direction? Just a young black male trying to seek perfection. Contemplating situations, trying to dwell in these lessons that the Most High gave to me. And yo, man, it's all love to the day that I die. Contemplate the situations, Heavenly Father, I cry at night. Yo, man, through my songs, don't you feel my pain? Contemplate the situation, go deep in my brain. Manifest the distresses of a young black male that, off of the top of my mind, I told you like it's, Yo, man, sometimes, yo, I kind of settle on my rants, but I've come back and know that I'm going to just attack, yo. Goldman Sachs, yo, they trying to come in, a little, one. Yo, pick it up when I drop it, son. If you ain't gonna pick it up, then I'ma come back, done. Hey, yo, man, shouts out to John Boy. Shouts out to all of the Boston brothers, boy. Yo, man, you know, man, this ain't no toy. Yo, man, the high is the one we coming for. Yo, man, we gonna continue to do this work. Contemplate the situations, yo, man, the pain that hurts deep in my heart. See, my mama don't wanna listen to this truth. I contemplate the situation, trying to reach the youth. But it be hard at times. Woo! 1-2, 1-2, who gonna pick up from the rhyme? 1-2, 1-2, who gonna pick up on his rhyme? 1-2, 1-2, who gonna pick up, get it, son? Get it. No, I know it's about to drop right here.
That would die
a lawyer.
First off, I go win for the Most High. They be looking at me. I look them in the eye. Look them in their soul. See if they tell the truth or if they lie. And then they be looking at me like, boy, you fly. I tell them, nah, boy. I just work for the Most High, a higher. They're like, what?
Yeah.
What you talking about? I said, a higher. The one that put the recipe for the Israelites, and then they walked through, and then Moses went up into the mountain, and Most High came through and went up on that fire. And then they looked at you and they said, oh, boy, look at his face, he can't do it. So then they started tripping, and the Most High came through, and judgment had to slew him. Who? The Israelites that were tripping, and then the rest of them stayed, and then the rest of them went into the land, and then we prayed, and then we had to wait.
And then they had him as slaves. Yeah, acapella, acapella.
Where you at, Wayne?
We need the lion, man, after that.
Hey, It tells my.
All right, that's what we need.
Yo.
Oh, he took it to time like this. Oh, man.
Oh,
y'all ain't
going
ready,
there.
Man. Y'all ain't ready, man.
Hey, shit.
No. Hey, I told you from
July,
the I told you from the get.
The line then is off the chain tonight.
Yo, I told you from the get. I'm ready, man. I came out
ready?
The womb ready, man. I came out the womb ready.
Okay, check it out. Check it out. We gonna let you go in again, but we're gonna go to Yashala right now. And when we come back from Yashala, we gonna go straight in. You gonna go straight in when we come back.
Who gonna go straight in? Your cow?
You,
yeah.
Oh,
you
right, hey, no
you.
Doubt. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Y'all, all right, no doubt.
Well,
let's
yeah,
go to Yashavala, man. Hey, yo, y'all tune into the Lions then.
Dawa Da Lawyer, Yasharala. Let's talk to my people on this one, man. Let's get it.
Yasharala, 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 Yasharala.
It's all up in my blood.
Yasharala, 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 Yasharala.
It's all up in my blood.
Yasharala, Israel, Genesis 32, verse 28, Jacob is Israel, Prince and power of the Most High, higher. You set your son to die for me, Yeshaya. Keep the laws, statutes and commandments. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1, commands it. So I don't really care what this world be talking about. When you know these scriptures are two-edged sword comes out your mouth. Stepping on these demons, like stomping in the dirt itself. Why would I be flipping? Why the rest of the world be sinning? Leviticus 19:27 got my dread shaking. Same book, chapter 11, no bacon. Zephaniah 2:1, it's time to come together. Before the decree from the Most High comes down and destroys this land forever. This one's for my big homies, my little homies, my kinfolk. Isaiah 13:19, soon Babylon will be overthrown. I miss my cousin, they gave that brother 25. And my other cousin, they gave 20 to lie. Real talk, Revelation 2:10. We the Hebrews just like the disciples, they throw us in the pen. Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. Romans 9:1-5, Christ came for his blood. See, that's my kinfolk, Israel, Yasharala.
We the children of Israel. Jacob is our father. This one's for my Negroes, my Creoles, my Latinos, and my brethren, they call natives. It's time to take our places. They trying to hide our faces. Job 9 and 24. We the kings and judges of the earth. This is a holy war. Zechariah 12 and 11. Revelation 16, 16. Prepare for Armageddon, cause that's the final scene. Yeshua's coming soon. Revelation 19, 11. Chapter 21, verse 12. Our names on the gates of heaven. They don't wanna hear us cause we used to hit the block bar. Now we bring the Bible to the block bar. Yeah, I'm talking King James. Last black man who written during Europe's dark age. Revelation 2 and 9, 3 and 9. We the real Jews, but them Europeans do lie. Saying that they Hebrews, but we the Israelites.
You tuned into the Lion's Den. This is your brother Yehonathan, Warriors in Christ, Dawadah Lawyer, Yakal, Brother Dwayne. We are here doing our thing on the Shabbat Shalom. And that's what it is, bringing in the Sabbath, keeping it holy.
How y'all brother feeling over there, man?
Oh, man, I'm good over here. Y'all brother there, where y'all at? Dawadah.
Oh, man, I'm here, man. I'm praying to the Most High, man. You know, I'm here, man. You know, I told you, man, I'm not going to be in
the cut, man. You know? Okay, okay. Yeah, Cal, I'm over here, man. I'm feeling fine.
That's my ock over there. He turned up, man.
I'm feeling. I ain't going to hide it no more. I'm feeling fine. I'm sipped off this wine. I'm feeling divine. Little children, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me, all the little children that's on this radio show listening. Don't follow me. Follow Christ. He is the truth, the way, and the life. John 14 and 6. Don't follow me. Don't follow me.
You got to tell them that. You got to tell
straight
them
up. That. Okay. Straight up. Because some of them going to hear your music and be like, oh, wow, yo, I want to, oh, he. Sipping wine? Oh, yeah, let me do that, too. No, don't follow me.
No.
Don't do that. That's what I do on my own free time. Don't follow me at all. Follow Christ. He's the truth, the way, and the life. I can't get you into the kingdom of heaven. I can just tell you who can get you in there. You feel me?
That's what's up. Yakal, we need you to speak on, my elect. Speak on that for
your
what you did with it. Yeah.
My elect. Oh, man. Dawadah, you heard that, John?
That was when we played earlier, right?
No. Just the one with Bono.
Yeah,
Wap. All right. Yeah, well, my elect actually, that song came as a surprise. Because, yo, man, shout out to the brother Bonawat. You know what I'm saying? That brother, man, oh, man, that's a talented brother. That brother, I'm saying, like lyricist, you know what I'm saying? Because I love hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And, like, when I listen to lyrics, that brother goes in, man. That brother really goes in. And, like, you really have to have an attentive mind, you know what I'm saying, to understand what that brother is saying. If you know what I'm saying, if your mind is, like, you know what I'm saying, type feeble, you know what I'm saying, then you won't even know what this brother is trying to say. It's like he's speaking to you in parables, You feel me? But this brother, man, is like, he sent me the track one day. Actually, I was on my way from Connecticut, and it's so funny, that day when he sent me that track, I actually got a ticket from the police, you know what I'm saying, which added on to my, you know, extra ticket. But, word up. You know what I'm saying? He sent me that track. I'm like, all right. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, I need you on this beat. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I got this track, man. You know what I'm saying? That joint and that whole collaboration is ill, man. Shout outs to everybody. Shout outs to John Boy. You know what I'm saying? John Boy know what's up, man. I text him his whole verse. Shout outs to Shawab. Shout outs to Dang, a few of the other brothers' names I don't even know. I know Maverick Bronze is on there. Yo, Maverick Bronze, man, every time I listen to his part, you know what I'm saying? I just gotta stand in my West Coast stance. You know how the Flintstones be singing with their feet. You know what I'm saying? Every time I hear Maverick Bronze verse, man, I just stand like that, be like, yeah, straight up with the band. You know what I'm saying? I stand up in my Flintstones stance. Yeah, man, I stand on my Flintstone stand, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to the brother Maverick Bronze, man. That brother reached out to me too, you know, a few days ago, you know what I'm saying? And that through the spirit of Christ, you know what I'm saying? Though we don't know each other in the flesh, we definitely know each other in the spirit, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to that brother. Shout out to Bonawab wife, man. She came and she did her thing. She held it down for the sisters on that track too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bonawab for allowing me to be able to be a part of that project. You know what I'm saying? But he sent that track to me, and he was like, yo, man, Ock, I need you to hop on this real quick, you know what I'm saying, man? Just, you know, do your thing, man, just, you know what I'm saying? And actually, he sent that track to me, and I recorded it the next day, and I sent it to him, and you know what I'm saying? And that verse came about, man, you know what I'm saying? I'll further elaborate on what I was thinking after I hear it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is if you're ready to play it, I'm going to introduce it right now. This is Mine Elect, which is from Brother Bonawat, Future Myself, John Boy, Shayab. I'm so sorry, man. All you other brothers, man. All you other brothers and sisters, I don't get your name right, man. I'm sorry, man, but you know it's future in the children of Israel. We over here, man. Mine elect, you know what I'm saying, man. Let that lion roar. Let that lion roar.
Like, get it.
My mind's equivalent to a gun. The books that I read are bullets. Reload my thoughts, cock back, aim and pull it. Disperse with information, eradicating my foes. A spiritual soldier on a mission to uplift souls. Dwell in a matrix, so I'm on my toes. When I pray, my crown's exposed. I'm special since 3 years old. Knew I had a purpose, but I couldn't figure it out. A chosen seed that is cursed. I hope y'all hear me out. Move through treacherous routes, and my day full of doubt. Police roam my block, really stressing me out. Lurking for victims they could grab just to throw in the box. Trapped in the belly of the beast like it's conceiving me. I'm poor in the flesh, but believe that I'm rich in the spirit. If my brothers have burdens, best believe I'm a bear. Along with him until he come back 10 times strong. That's what real soldiers who can't leave your comrade down your cow.
I ain't perfect, but I be trying. I used to sigh every time I saw them sirens. My circle's so tight, we don't even let flies in. I saw this knowledge was deep, so I dived in. You gon' need a membership to get IN. All you gotta do is repent and try again. Never off subject, everything is tied in. Yeah, I stick to the point like a blind man. It's true music and everything that we ride in. From here to the destination to anything that we flying in. We gon' tell them until they ears bleed. And we gon' keep telling them until they start to cry. Then we gon' keep telling them until they tears leave. Shout out to them 12 teams. I took my first breath as a Hebrew. And I'm gonna be a Hebrew till I can't breathe.
Seems like my whole life, this truth was what I wanted. Didn't even think twice, trampoline jumped on it. And I never let it go. You can call me stubborn. Praying every day on my knees. rug burn. Lean on the Father like a cane. Yeah, living like Yeshua already came. Israel, we were scattered. Now they yelling, we don't matter. But I scream from Yasharala from the top of Jacob's ladder. The truth is so sweet, you can't hold it like bad bladder. Had to share it, had to do it, had to do it. Yes, I had her. Yeah, so make way, we coming through. Just ask Ecclesiastes. Ain't nothing new. Heard Yeshua calling and he need 144. In case you need a warrior, I'll be sharpening my sword. For the word of God is quick, slicing through these demons, pissing through the spirit, got him spiritually bleeding.
I've been running through tunnels, escaping jungles. I rumbled, I made it into the funnel. Jacob's trouble, I'm juking these demons. Reading Ephesians, they want me to fumble. Seeking understanding, demanding my enemy to stay humble. Lift my past in the trash and I hit the gas. Broke the glass, threw my soul back to the lab to fulfill my task. Cause anything else is honestly just a waste of time. I'd rather find a peace of mind so I can lead the blind and redefine the definition of an art design. I paint a picture with the scripture so you can see it clear. So I'm in everything. A little here and there. Yasharala is back, in case you didn't hear. So be prepared and get your gear for what you never saw. So the wolves gon' howl and the lions gon' roar. If the righteous are recompensed and the wicked no more.
Deep up underground, lay them down where they bend. That magic form of keep sorcery. Get that man's back, idolatry, death adultery. Dead death, stepping in the hell and all white with my head wrapped. Statutes and commandments of the law is perfect. Get to do the work of my father, serve the truth to the church. It's your doctrine is worthless. 144,000 walking, purging, till we make a heaven out the evil that the earth is. Shadowed by the wings of Yasha. You don't know him, his feet ain't pink and his hair ain't stringy. I mean the real king Judah, acts cheeky. Turn your life around, do what Antoine got. Big up to Elder Rakai, keep it pop. Big up to all 12 tribes from the bronze men. Never back trodden, we will see star again.
See, I never knew like to look them up in the truth. The truth is I've seen the way my eyes got them in a system we show it through. Nobody with the Mars eye shows it. Our spirits are fighters in this world full of poison. We follow the seventh day. Whoever told you that they was trained, they trying to stop us, man. And it's written, I'm flowing cause these words have meaning. Why you mad? I ain't teaching like your pastor preaching. Giving you false doctrine to keep you. Hang inside heaven, son, I'm trying to save you. Head covered, I've read this. I'm fitting to the sisters who will listen, yeah. Never leaving, I'm cleaving until the Savior come. While I praise the higher, Yasharala's days will come. Hebrews and Shebrews.
By the left, take the grounded bucket over thin and stagnant there. That's full of paint dispersion of the liquid from the bed erosion. The sight was wondrous, so I couldn't fathom how my mom perceived the leak in Red Sea part and went beyond the rod of Moses. My vision's undeveloped like a newborn baby with its crown exposed. Two eyes of you and that are juxtaposed. These walls I put up aren't as thick as they appear before your mind. Stop and listen to my ways before you hear the lies about me. You'll let me tell my story. See, I thought I had this life thing in the bag. I'm more than glad I found this righteous path. I set my soul on fire based on grimy ways I used to keep. Blessed as I'm forgotten, they just faded to the past. That old serpent been tempting me since my birth. I took a bite of the apple, right back at him. Chucking deuces while I'm improving our mental prudence. Cause the knowledge of good and evil nearly led me to ruin. Now you can catch me running through the meadow to the promised land about the ghetto. Approach the kingdom screaming let go. Nothing is granted to you without putting in work though. I pray to the most high, he lets me in when I knock, yo.
All right, we're back. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. Your host, Brother Jehonathan, alongside with the Brother Dwayne. We got the Brother Dawood, our lawyer. And we got the Brother Yakal turned up.
Yes,
going
yes.
Shim.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Word up.
Word up. Word up.
This is a good salvo. Good salvo. The
good
Hebrew
salvo.
Brothers come together. Doing their thing, having fun, no guns, no killing, no arguing with each other, coming together in the spirit of Christ.
No killing today, you're right. No killing today, man. It's all love. It's all love, man. Praise the Most High God for this Sabbath day. And everybody that don't know, man, I'm sorry for even interjecting, Brother Dwayne. You know what I'm saying? But the most, you know what I'm saying, the Sabbath day, man, is another high holy day, man. So
right.
It's like everybody that's listening right now, y'all don't have to wait until Passover or until the Feast of Tabernacles or whatever it is, man. Every Sabbath is a day of gathering. Get together with your brothers and your sisters, and y'all come together and let the Spirit of the Most High God flow. Y'all don't come together and just be like, oh, we're going to wait till the highest holy day, and then we're going to come together. Nah, y'all come together on the Shabbat day, and y'all let the Spirit of the Most High flow. You know what I'm saying? Because it's up to us to come, because just like Elder Ricard always say, you know what I'm saying? Yo, these satanic homosexuals and all these people be praying to their God. When we going to come together and pray to our God, so that way, you know what I'm saying, the Spirit of the Most High God can dwell with us and we be able to, you know what I'm saying, walk in that Spirit of the Most High God. So let's come together and start coming together on these Sabbath days, study together, teach our children, so that way we can be able to, you know what I'm saying, move in the Spirit of Christ, man. But, you know, the thing with Israel, at times, man, we just stiff-headed and hard-headed people. And, yo, I place myself in that category, too, because I'm stiff-necked and hard-headed, too, because I came from a lifestyle of being stiff-necked and hard-headed. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just not pointing the fingers at y'all. It's at me, too, because I am y'all. We all one. You know what I'm saying? So y'all, we need to all come together on these high holy days of the Sabbath and uplift this high holy day. You know what I'm saying? And we will see a change. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, excuse me for my rant. Excuse me for my ranting.
You're good. I wanted to piggyback on what the brother was just saying, man, because, you know, once we come together and, of course, you know, continue to keep the law, statutes, and commandments, man, you know, the Most High keeps the hedge over us, man, and that's really ultimately what we need at this point in time. We need to have that hedge, just as well as when Moses was ordered to tell all the Hebrews to put the blood of the Lamb over their dope, you know what I'm saying? Those who took heed and listened to, you know, the command that was given from the Most High to Moses to the Israelites, you know what I'm saying? They understood that they had to put the blood of the Lamb over the door during the Passover, so, you know, they wouldn't have to endure the plague that the Most High was going to stand through. So there's nothing new under the sun, you know what I'm saying? Ecclesiastes lets us know that. And that's pretty much what the brother was saying, man. You know, we got to continue to come together, keep the law, statutes, and commandments, and do what we need to do, man, to take our heritage back and take back, you know, what was taken from us, you know what I'm saying, through curses. You know, we can shake up out of those curses by, you know, following the Most High, keeping these laws, and trying to wake up other brothers and sisters, man, and cover the multitude of sin, man. Definitely, we need to do that.
Right on point, brother. Praise the Most High.
Most definitely, because at the end of the day, man, you know what I'm saying, we the people of the Bible, you know what I'm saying, we follow these laws, commandments, statutes. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why we went into curses, because we didn't do these things. And then we didn't get along with each other. We had different strife, envy, indignation for each other. We could come together, you know what I'm saying, in Christ, and we can have fun among each other. We keeping in Christ, we keeping in the higher by Hashem Yeshayah. So that's what it's all about, coming together and being able to understand, we understand these some troubling times we finna enter into, you know what I'm saying? But we understand we all one body. We are many members of one body. So we come together in one spirit, like-minded, and we can move together. Exactly. This is Warriors in Christ with Dawud Aloya and the Lion's Den with Brother Yakal, Brother Dwayne,
Amen.
Brother Juan and the Lion's Den.
So without further ado, we're going to get back into what we was doing a little bit earlier. We decided that we're going to implement something new, you know, maybe every other Sabbath day, or maybe Freestyle Monday, whatever. You know, we just doing it for the Most High, you know. So today we got a Shabbat Shalom Freestyle Friday / Dollar Dollar Lawyer / Mikal Show, you know what I'm saying? So, quite well, man. So without further ado, man.
doubt I told him to put one of my favorite songs on here, man. But we is going to come back and revisit Man I Watch because the brother Yakal said something very, 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 very true, that the brother is a lyricist. But he's doing it for the Most High, and he's very slept on. So we're going to run him back. We're going to run him back. But we're going to do that after we play. We're going to do that after we play. Man, I love this song here, man. Break them down with these scriptures, man. Let's go.
That's my John. Where them lying at? Where that lying at?
Red and blue flags, that's Haiti, baby. They hate us cause we dirty. Then for Patrick Clay, no Patrick Clay.
That was God, lawyer, that's a roller.
I go super hard every minute.
I break them down with the scriptures.
I break them down with the scriptures.
I break them down with the scriptures.
I go super hard every minute.
Of Christ, you know, that's the beat. That's what we're all about.
Praise the Most High God. This is Brother Yakal. And just to, you know what I'm saying, just to ride off what Brother Dawud Aloye was saying, you know what I'm saying, I'm just make mine short and simple and sweet. We don't follow religion. When I say religion, understand what I'm saying. Christianity, Jehovah Witnesses, Baptists, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? All these different denominations believe that they believe in the Most High God, right? But if they all believe in the Most High God, why can't we all come together in unity and one to be able to worship that one spirit and that one entity so that way we won't be going through the struggles and the suffering that we're going through? You feel me? So we don't believe in none of that, because when you read through the scriptures, the King James scriptures, that's not what Yeshua Christ, which the world ignorantly calls Jesus, because there was no letter J's or U, or there was no letter J until 1550. You see, which was way after Christ. There was no letter J until 1550. So we don't, you know what I'm saying? Which the world through their ignorance called Jesus. You know what I'm saying? We follow Yeshua. We follow his laws, statutes, and commandments, what he brought forth to the lost sheep of Israel to continue to follow. Because Christ, when you read in the book of John chapter 1, St. John's, not First John's, but St. John's chapter 1, 1 through all the way, I believe through 14, it lets you know specifically that he was the word that was manifested to the flesh. So we follow after our Savior, you know, and we do according to what he said that we should do. You know, and we don't hate the people that's within the religions of Christianity or within Jehovah Witness or Baptist or nothing. No, because there's a lot of good people, and I know a lot of good people that's within those religions. But I'm going to tell you this, I do not respect the religion, or I do not respect the doctrine of that religion, you see? So you individuals, if you're a Christian and you're a Jehovah Witness or you're a Baptist and you're on this line right now, I'm not saying that I hate you personally, because I don't know you, number one, at that, you know what I'm saying? But your doctrine that you are following, I'm going to tell you that I don't respect that doctrine, because that's not a doctrine that Christ, Yeshua, or Jesus, which the world ignorantly calls, or Zeus, you know what I'm saying? That's not what he came to bring forth, you see? He came to bring forth that, preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know what I'm saying? He told the disciples in Matthew chapter 10 to go unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You see, when you read in the book of Romans chapter 2, it says the Jews first, then the Gentiles. It lets you know that regardless, even if the Jews did right or wrong, they're going to get judged first. You see? So if you are so-called Negro or nigger, you know what I'm saying? Can I say nigger on this phone? Negro,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, or okay, you know what I'm saying, or a Hispanic, you know what I'm saying, or a Indian, which they call savages, you know what I'm saying, or Guatemalan, you know what I'm saying, through the Panama Canal, you know what I'm saying, yo, y'all are the children of Israel, you know what I'm saying, this is our history book, this is not a religious book. You know what I'm saying? This is not just on religion. And just to give a brief example on what religion means, because if anybody want to say, oh, but the Bible says religion, yeah, it does say religion, but when you look up the definition of religion, religion means to worship. So if you ask me what's my religion is worshiping the Most High. That's what my religion is. You see? So at the end of the day, man, just to piggyback off what Dawud Aloye was saying, man, is that we follow the truth of the Holy Scriptures, and you know what I'm saying? We read it as it is. There's no private interpretations. We're not here to bring forth deceit. If you don't like what we're saying, if you don't like what we're saying in our music, you know what I'm saying? Just don't listen to it. That's fine. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? We ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But at the end of the day, it's appointed on the man and woman to die once. And after that, your flesh go into the dirt and your soul yields to the Most High, and the Most High is going to judge you according to your works. You feel me? That's all I got to say.
Okay. Now, Brother Dwayne, I'm going to iterate on Brother
with what Brother Jonathan injected, what Brother Dawud our lawyer elaborated on, and piggybacking off of what Brother Yakal was saying is, for any first-time listeners, man, we came here on slave ships. You know, we didn't have no idea. We was given an identity. We had an identity, but they forced us to something totally different. You know what I'm saying? So now the Most High don't put that spirit in the earth for us to wake up. So now we waking up. And if anybody listening to the show is understanding that, man, these brothers sound like they out of character at the same time. No. Everything is about a higher. By Hashem Yishai while we walk. Everything is about a higher. Everything is in the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to understand that the Most High want us to come together and want us to have fun, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like the brother Yakal from Philadelphia, man, that place is among the nations, in the brothers killing each other. And that's just now, because we could talk about New Orleans, we could talk about California, Miami, all these places where everybody was killing each other. We need to come together and have fun like we're having today in the name of Yeshua. I'm saying, for Ohio. So at the same time, what it is, we coming back together, we know who we are, we giving our praise to our power that brought us from out of Egypt. So we understand who we are, we know we're not America, we're not African Americans, we're not Americans, we're not Ham, we Hebrew Israelites. We know who we are, and we taking a stance on who we are. So I'm going to leave it like that. We taking a stance on who we are, and we're going to operate according to the way the Most High, the higher, want us to operate. So that's what it is, man. We know who we are, man.
Okay, and last but not least, man, I'm definitely going to speak on the same topic, bring the question all the way back around to where it started. We understand, written in Scripture, in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, the Most High is speaking to his people, the children of Israel, let them know if they hearken diligently to the words of the Most High, then all the blessings shall come upon you. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. When you get to Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, it tells you of all the curses that shall overcome and overtake thee if we do not listen to the Most High. And if you just go right into Deuteronomy 28, verse 64, go right to Deuteronomy 28 and 68, it'll show you that the Most High's chosen people, some of the Most High's chosen people, the southern tribe of Judah, which consists of Benjamin, Judah, and Levi, which would be your modern day nation of Levi. Judah would be the so-called Negroes, and Benjamin would be the people of the West Indies and Jamaica. It shows you in Deuteronomy 28 and 68 that the Most High is going to put his people on slave ships, and he's going to put them into bondage, and he's going to make them slave men and women. So we all know about slavery because they used to teach it in high school when I was coming up. I ain't got some age, but at the same time, when I was coming up, they taught about slavery. We used to watch movies, Roots, and all that, and we used to look at these people like, man, we always knew, or some of us knew, that we were connected to those people, but guess what? It has always been in the Bible. In the Most High, or the Valley of Dry Bones, like it says in Isaiah, we have awakened, and that's how we know we're the children of Israel. We know we're the Most High chosen because of the Bible. It tells us. And, you know, that's pretty much that, man. So, blessing to have you brothers on, man. And love all y'all, man, for real, though.
Kwame Yashala, love all y'all too, man.
This was a strong show, because at the beginning of the day, we know this is a strong show, because at the beginning of the day, when we were talking to Brother Dawud, he was feeling low. You know what I'm saying? He didn't feel he was going to do the whole show. Now the brother done did the whole show. You know what I'm saying? We come to the last 6 minutes, so we know his spirit. The Most High. Through the show, bless his brother's spirit, his continence to come up, man. So that's what it is. We both to come together and make each other feel good, man. So right. I hope the most feeling good over there, brother. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're feeling good over there, brother. And get ready to get that pencil and paper out tomorrow to watch Elder Rikasha. So go straight in when he come on tomorrow.
Right. And then, and one last thing, brothers, I must say this. I know a lot of y'all out there hearing us speak in a foreign tongue, but when I said Kwame Yasharala, that means Rise Israel, and that's that
Rise.
Ancient Phoenician Hebrew. That's what we're speaking because we're taking back our heritage. We understand that we the Hebrews, we speak ancient Phoenician Hebrew. Yes, we don't just speak English. We speak ancient Phoenician Hebrew. Kwame Yasharala means Rise Israel. Also, when we say Ahaya Bahashem Yishayah Rawah, that's bless you all in the name of the Most High Christ and the Holy Spirit. And I would just like to say Shemaya Sha'ala Ahaya Alahaya Nawa Akar. That's Hero Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. So I believe we speak Hebrew because that's what we are. So I know a lot of people know me from before I came into this truth, but look here, man. I'm a Hebrew to the day I die.
That's right. That's right. Just like John Boy said, man, I was born as a Hebrew. I don't even know how you said that verse in that song, man, but you know what I'm saying? I'm a die as a Hebrew, man. But, you know, shout out to the brother John Boy, too. And just to piggyback, well, I don't even want to say piggyback because, you know, we don't deal with abomination. But, you know what I'm saying? Just to go off of what you said, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying about Deuteronomy chapter 28:68. You know what I'm saying? What's so deep about that chapter is that, you know what I'm saying, Moses prophesied to the children of Israel of them going to slave ships before slaves went to ships. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people need to analyze that to be analytical onto that and just really peep that out. Like, yo, the Bible prophesied of slaves going into slave ships before slaves, before the children of Israel who were enslaved, you know what I'm saying, by the English or the Haitians was enslaved by the French, you know what I'm saying? Before all that happened, it was prophesied in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. You know what I'm saying? So that to me that's kinda profound when I read that. Every time I read that verse, it just gets more deeper and deeper to me. But you know, just to throw that out there, but you know what I'm saying? Also to throw out there real quick, because you said how many minutes we got?
We got three minutes, man.
Can I give quick shout-outs real quick?
You do your thing. You and Dial Lord, you're going to take us out, and whatever we didn't finish playing today, we're going to finish it Friday. So we're coming back Monday. We're going in the scriptures Monday, matter of fact. It's going to be scriptures. What we're going into is respect the persons is a sin. That's what we're going in Monday. We'll take it on now.
All right. I know that's right. Hey, yo, man, first off, man, let me give a shout-out to the Most High God, Ahaya Ashahaya. You know what I'm saying? Let me give a shout-out to his son, Yeshaya. You know I got to give a shout-out to the Rawak. You know what I'm saying? Shout-outs to all my brothers in Rhode Island. Matter of fact, shout-outs to Dwayne. You know what I'm saying, man? Come through, man, always showing love, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout-outs to your Wanathan. You know what I'm saying? Always come through and hit a brother up, you know what I'm saying, showing love, and you know what I'm saying, I feel the love. Shout out to Dauda Lawyer, we over here tonight, man, you know what I'm saying, enduring that soldier. Shout out to John Boy, shout out to Bonner Watt, shout out to Marshawn, shout out to my sister DeBar, shout out to my brother Understand, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, the whole Strong Habits crew, Strong Honor amongst brothers, bringing intelligence to the streets, because that's what we're doing, man, we're bringing that profound knowledge that's deep. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the brothers and sisters that's out there striving to continue to do the work for the Most High God. And all I could say, man, just like 2 Timothy 2:3 says, man, we all need to endure hardness as a soldier of Yeshua Christ, because we are soldiers in the eyes of the Most High God. So wherever you're going,